The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's pain-free Friday. Farrell's doling out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200, the bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude, the hanging around a rut. Bad attitude, bad day, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Farrell Palatial, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves to get her hands on some of that indie bubble gum indica before she goes to bed in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, flats of party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter, my brain's splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake it. Ooh. Hey, it's Farrell with Mafia again tonight, 844-843-6879. We got a lot to do tonight. Later, John McClain of the Houston Chronicle in the second hour at around 11:25 East. I think it's 10:25 his time. 8:25 Pacific. We'll do that with John McClain. All right, so Mafia and I woke up to the news today that Carver High had had his baby, a son, William Michael Carver High. And he was born this morning at around 8:43 a.m., something like that. That's crazy. At 40 years old, he was able to hit the gap shot to drive in the winning run in extra innings. You get up to 40 years old and you know, plus, I think he's older than Hot Nicole, but you get to a point where, like, he had already said to us, Mafia, this was it. He was only having two, and it was do or die on the chances to have a son, right? Like, let's just face it. He wanted a son, and he came through in the clutch with the last shot of the game. And against the shot clock, time on the clock, pressure on the road, crowd giving him the business, and he was able to drain the NBA range downtown Freddie Brown jumper to have a baby boy. What did you think when you heard he had a boy?
I thought that was awesome for him. I mean, obviously, little Olivia is a terror as it is. You know, she's like Chop, where she's a girl, but she's going to mess some people up. Doesn't matter if you're a boy or girl or what. She's a tough cookie. So, you know, it's not like he had like the little princess and now he needed the tough, you know, guy. He had a tough girl and now he's going to have a tough boy. He's going to have, you know, a complete family now. They got the whole foursome going. They got the husband, wife, daughter, son. They got the whole American family. So it's awesome for them.
Is that what it is? An all-American family? He's got a Strong Island Playerville family, communists. They root for the Islanders and the Bills. Communists. That's what they are. And now Granny Liz gets another grandchild, a little baby boy, little bouncing baby boy. As Carver High reverts back to the no sleep patterns. Then again, he never got sleepy to begin with, did he? I think he was averaging about 3 hours a day for the last 3.5 years. I've never known anyone to be grumpier when he doesn't sleep than Carver High. This guy walks around Mopeyville because he never sleeps. We used to wonder if he was just mean or mad or angry. It's just that he never sleeps. We welcome in our radio affiliates. Sirius 204. Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map Radio, and Sports Byline USA Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench on a pain-free Friday, 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. A lot happening tonight in sports with Mitchell Robinson breaking his hand. I was watching a game when it happened. He broke his right hand. He's done for 8 weeks at least, right? Like 6 to 8 weeks at least. Meanwhile, the guy had finally turned his game around where he wasn't like fouling out of games this year. He had not fouled out of a game this year. He used to have a massive problem. He led the league in foul outs. And the guy's got his act together and he's not fouling out. He's blocking shots, getting double-figure rebounds, playing tough in the paint. Doing it all, and then that all goes for naught now as he breaks his hand. He's injured. He's going in a cast. That'll be that. Surgery, cast, game over. So I broke my left hand, and I went right into a cast.
No good.
Surgery, just a game changer. If you like, if you're on the YouTube Sports Grid Radio page, you can see my right your wayward pinky is grotesque. My pinky goes all the way out because it never healed right. This is how my hand healed.
Hell, here's.
Did you just flip me off?
No.
Yes, you did. You just flipped me the bird.
I have no idea what's happening right now. I have no idea what's going on. But he's not going to play ball. He's going to have a cast on. He's screwed. On a brighter note, they won the game. Which is all that matters. Screw him if he can't go with a broken hand. Knicks win at 109-91. I hit that bet. I hit the Mavericks. They beat the Pelicans. Spurs blew out the Hawks. I hit the Hornets. We'll keep our eyes on all the games that are going on now.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Pharrell on a bench on a pain-free Friday with Mafia. I'll get into the NBA here in a second. Mafia, I was watching this thing, and it really upsets me. I don't know anything about it. I don't watch. I couldn't tell you anyone that's on it. I don't know who they are. I don't care who they are. I don't care what their objectives are. I have no interest whatsoever. But I am concerned when I see on the television, the guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle. The guy that's the bachelor, is that what they call the show? The guy that gets to choose from like 30 women?
I believe so. So I've never watched it.
Okay. Well, I don't watch it either. But here's the point of my problem. So I'm sitting here watching tonight on TV, and I see this, like, I go into the, like, you know how I have TVs in like every room in my house. So I don't have any like missing games or missing important things. you know, going from room to room. Like some people, like, you know, they go to the kitchen to get a drink or something, then they miss the game or they miss the shot. Like, I got TVs going everywhere. So I'm walking in the kitchen tonight, and I see this Bachelor preview. Like, they did this big, like, preview about this guy. He's a black guy, really good looking. All the girls want him. He's giving out roses and everything to people. And that's how it works. I think they, you get, every week they give a rose to the people that, last. And then they, if you don't get a rose, you lose. Okay. So my problem with the show is this. So I see this guy and they're selling him as this wonderful, clean cut, perfect athlete, ripped body, 12 pack abs, Christian. They got him. They're selling him as this, like, perfect guy, you know, goes to church, prays, has a relationship with God, the whole deal. And meanwhile, he's got 30 chicks, let's say, hypothetically, it's just a number, but there's at least 20 chicks on the show. It's like, there's so many women crawling all over the place. It's not even funny. So I'm watching this thing, and I'm watching this guy, and he's just a liar, and he's just absolutely. Now, I don't know what God thinks, because, you know, he's got this whole thing going on with God where he tries to sell that he's all Christian and born again, and then he's, like, lying to all these chicks, and he's got, you know, every one of them, he's trying to sleep with all of them, 20 of them at once. He's got action going with all 20 of them, right? He's got one after the next. All this guy does is end up in hot tubs and in beds and in nudity. Just guys scoring left and right. He's like it's almost like a brothel. This guy's got so many women.
He's on fire.
He's on fire. Your boy's like the house madam. He lives in this house, this mansion, and he's got 20 chicks at his beck and call, and they all are stupid and want to sleep with him. They all want to have his baby. And the bottom line is,
don't slide at the one. You got to score once you got on the field. Get into the end zone, my man.
I mean, you have got to score, brah. And your boy is just absolutely lying to all of them, and then he ends up, he just scores with every one of them. Like, it's the funniest thing. You know how they used to say sloppy seconds? I don't want your sloppy seconds, bro. But this guy is getting, these chicks are just getting the worst of him. He goes from one chick to right into the next and right into the next and right into the next and right into the next. I mean, this guy's sleeping with 5, 10 chicks a day. And he's just a liar, he's a heathen, and he goes right from one to the next without even taking a shower. He just goes right from one to the next, and he just works his action. He's got it all going. He's rolling all in the bed naked with him. And I'm just sitting there going, this guy is such an S-bag that he's lying to all of them, trying to prove to all of us that he's born again. And what really gets me is, and he's the perfect guy. Like, my wife's like, oh, he's so perfect. And I'm like, you're a loser, dude. I have footage of the Bachelor acting like he's a good person, and he's lying to all of the women on the show. It's unbelievable. This is actual footage.
Take a second and take a little sticks out of your head, clean out your ears, and maybe you would see that I'm a person who has feelings.
So here's the deal. The problem I have is with these chicks. Now, wouldn't they be better served just you know, coming to Pharrell for their needs, because I'll provide them with what they need, and then everybody will be happy because I'm a lover. And then these chicks are, it is so unbelievable watching them, Mafia. They're backstabbing, lying, they're evil and unholy. They will throw the next chick under the bus so fast, like, they will absolutely heathen out. They will do anything to get this guy to marry them. And to me, it is the most desperate BS I've ever seen in my life. I walk in and I'm like, what is going on here? These chicks are such hoes. They will actually try to do anything to get married to a guy that is lying through his teeth about everything, and every girl is stupid enough to believe him. Like, that he actually loves them.
Morons!
You love that. He loves you, my ass. He just wants to get split. Your boy.
Get a hold of yourself.
Guy, I mean, this guy is working the angle, and he's got the tuxedos on and the roses, and all he wants is to tap all 20 of them. Everyone.
Hey, that guy's a mastermind.
He's a mastermind. And these girls are so stupid, and they got the fangs out. They got the claws out. They are ready to dig their nails into the other girls' eyeballs and gouge their faces out, set them on fire. They will kill, and it's a competition to see who can eat the others. Just eat them alive, like Jeffrey Dahmer. Just
you
want to
know how I feel about
them.
You? Boo, boo on you.
That was one of the girls right there telling her roommate, who she told like the last episode, that she loved her and that they were going to be a team and they were going to get rid of all the other women as a team, like they were on an island, like on that show Castaway or whatever it is. What was it called? Survivor, where they all team up and they're like packs. They go in packs. These chicks, you could tell right there. She was telling her roommate after her roommate disappointed her after they were teaming up to end up in bed with this guy and marry him as a team, like a three-unit family. There was going to be two wives and a husband, like polygamy. And all I know is that she turned on her roommate and said, boo on you.
You want to know how I feel about you?
Boo on you.
Boo on you.
See that? Backstabbing, lying, conniving, clawing, eye gouging, thumb in the eye, evil, unholy, just terrible, terrible person.
Game recognized game.
Just absolutely. And of course, every one of these chicks is smoking hot. And this guy's just absolutely, he's like a beer tap. He's getting so much leg. This guy, he's got everything going. And I think my wife wants to sleep with him too. It's unbelievable. I sat there and I said, what am I missing? All I watch is sports and fights and hockey. And I gamble. I got a massive gambling problem. And then I'm watching my wife wanting to sleep with some guy with a bunch of roses and 20 lovers. Something's wrong with the world. There is really something wrong when you have to connive to sleep with one guy and you have to compete with 20 chicks to do it, you losers. Throw on a bench, 22-2. Memphis is on top of the Lakers at Staples. Can we get a picture of that box right now? 22-2, because you know when this game is over, it's not going to say 22-2. Something will happen where you know the Lakers are going to come back, right? I mean, here they come already. Kuzma with a flush dunk.
Yeah, that's what Fendel thinks, because it's basically a pick 'em when they're down 20 points. And it was still only a pick 'em. They weren't getting any points.
And AD's playing tonight. So what do you think of my theory that I've talked about a number of times where if he's out, it's one thing. They can still win. But if LeBron was out, let's say LeBron was out and AD was playing, don't you think they're beatable?
Yeah, absolutely. LeBron is the engine that makes him go. And even if AD's out and LeBron's having an off night, which doesn't happen often, especially this season so far, but eventually if you get him in all these overtime games and he's playing 40 minutes a game, try to make up for AD being out, there's going to be some games he might be off, then they're beatable. You know, if they don't have at least him leading the way with a double-double, possibly triple-double, then even then they're beatable.
Did you think that he actually I mean, because you know how they always say he plays every night. He always claims he's never tired. He says, I don't get tired. I'm good to go. Let's go. Right? And I'm like, actually, I feel at his age. Now, I think he's a phenomenal athlete. Like, I think he's above and beyond anyone, to be honest with you. At like, just compare anyone that was ever that age, right? 35, isn't that what he is? And yeah. Think about athletes when they were 35. And I don't consider Tom Brady an athlete at 35. I know that sounds crazy. What I consider him is a great quarterback with no legs. He can't run, can't do anything. All he can do is, and geniusly, he drops back and gets rid of the ball. He can play action. He can snap the ball to anybody. He throws the ball quickly, gets rid of it, releases it. Great touch, great wisdom, reads defenses, reads blitz. The guy's unbelievable, right? But I'm talking about, like, just even maybe I should narrow it down to basketball. Think of anyone that played at 35 that was that age, that was as athletic as he is, like that is absolutely ripped out of their mind. He is a machine. He's an absolute freak of nature at 35. You would never know in a million years that that guy was 35. The only way you can tell he's old is that he hasn't, like, no hair left. That's it. But his body and his mind and his game and his athleticism, do you not believe, I mean, honestly, that he's better now? I mean, I think he's a better player now than he was when he was, with Miami and with Cleveland. I think he's a better athlete now with the Lakers.
Yeah, that's the thing that's amazing to me. You know, first of all, we always talk about Tom Brady, the TB12 diet, and how he's doing amazing things at 40. Like you said, he doesn't get hit for the most part. It's very little that he gets, you know, the abuse that LeBron, every time the guy drives to the basket 20, 30 times a game, he's got three guys hitting him. So it's not like this guy ever has a free pass or anyone blocking for him or anything like that. So I'm amazed that he's able to take the beating that he takes game in and game out and still be that, you know, this awesome. Honestly, I thought that when they had the short offseason for this team because they won the title and, you know, we're coming back around and starting the season up, I figured he was going to be sitting half the first half of the season. I thought what AD's doing and resting all these games and protecting himself from these injuries, that's what I thought we were going to get from LeBron and, you know, what Kawhi does and PG-13. That's what I expected from LeBron because I figured this guy's older. You know, he doesn't need it in the regular season. He can just relax and ready for the postseason. That's not the case. It's amazing that every game of this regular season so far, he's been out there just balling.
But don't you think that's kind of the whole point of this conversation is that he's actually like, and no one says it really. You don't hear anybody saying that. You just hear, man, this guy, he plays a lot of minutes every night. And then they interview him and he says, I'm not tired. I don't get tired. So my point is, at some level, don't you feel that he's going to, it's just inevitable that he's going to hit a wall. I just don't see how he can play those minutes this entire season. And I don't care that they're playing less games. They're still playing a lot of games, right? And then the playoffs, which, you know, they're going to be in the Western Finals and probably the NBA Finals. How in God's name can he play this many minutes every night and overtimes and everything else and not hit a wall or not get injured? I don't understand how it seems like to me, and I know he's been lucky. God has blessed him with great health. But every guy, it seems like to me that every guy on that team gets injured except him. Like, I mean, they all sit. They always have somebody injured and somebody out and somebody unable to go, but it's never him. And I just think that at some level, he's going to, and I'm probably going to be wrong, but I still believe, and you've seen him before, have groin and hammies and things like that. But, like, legitimately, it's amazing to me that he's knock on wood, never injured, and he just keeps going for 36, 40-some minutes a night and overtimes every other night. And then he's just never hurt, knock on wood, and he just keeps going. It is stunning to me that, frankly, at his age, that he has this kind of luck. Whereas guys that are 25, 28 years old, they're the ones getting injured. Guys that are 22 years old are the ones getting injured. And then he plays every night. He's the leader. He's the captain. He's got the ball 95% of the time. He runs everything, and he never sits. And, like, I just seeing him come out of a game for 5 minutes is a miracle. And then, like, he just never is injured. I mean, that is amazing to me. That is the story. And I just think, and I've said this to you many times, like, if that guy gets injured, this team is effed completely, Pharrell'd. And I believe that. And that's really, Mavi, our only hope. Our only hope in life, because I don't want to see them just win the finals. I don't want to see them win back-to-back championships. I don't want to see them have another dynasty run of three straight or, you know, 4 in 5 years. I don't want to see it. I can't take it. I've said this publicly. I'll say it again. I am so sick and tired. And I know people don't like hearing this, and they hate me for it. That's fine. Kiss my ass. I'm sick of seeing Tom Brady in every single Super Bowl. I'm sick of him winning every other Super Bowl. For the last 20 years, we've seen him play in 10 Super Bowls and win 7 of them. I'm sick and tired of it. Like, I would root for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Anyone but them. Anyone but him. Anyone. Like, I'll take anything. Like, I'll root for your Jets. I'll root for his Bills. I'll root for my Steelers. I'll root for the Bears. I'll root for anybody. Anybody. Anything. I'll root for an apocalypse. Another pandemic. I'll root for anything but the sameness of like, you know, LeBron in every finals, Tom Brady in every finals, Serena Williams in every finals, like Joker in every finals. I mean, it's just, have you ever noticed, like, I'm not even making this stuff up. It's like the same 4 or 5 people are dominating sports so badly. Same with Ronaldo, Messi. It's just, there's no one else ever. Have you ever noticed? There's no one else ever. It's the same Shaq every sport, year after year after year. I mean, you wonder why. Seriously, I know a lot of people that just don't like sports, and I know that sounds crazy coming from me, but and you, Mafia, because we like it so much and we bet on it so much and everything else. Like, 34C hates sports, and I know a lot of guys that don't watch sports, and guys at the gym I talk to, they don't watch sports. And, you know, maybe they're right and we're wrong. Because all we do is watch the same Shaq every season after season after season. It's the same thing. The inevitable outcome is the same thing. Tom Brady plays in the Super Bowl. You know who's in the Super Bowl next year, right? The Bucks. And then the Chiefs will be there. And it's the same teams. And then the Lakers are automatic. And I mean, it never ends. It really, truly never ends. Now, I'll give you this. At least there's some change in the NHL. There's some, you know, new champions and whatever. It's not the same team every single year. It changes a lot, right? You had the Kings hot. You had the Blackhawks hot. You had the Penguins hot. Now the Lightning win it. The Blues won it. And look how quickly they lost it, right? So, there's always some level of change in the NHL, fair enough. But there's no level of change. I mean, it's still Man City and Liverpool and Leicester and you know, the heavies, Man U, all those. It's still, you know, all the biggest names. It's still, and I know they say, oh, Barca and Madrid aren't the same. Yeah, they are. And then in La Liga, Havana's still badass. And then there's a couple other teams that are good too. Fair enough. But think about it. Am I wrong? It's like every sport, it's the same teams. It's the same guys. LeBron James. All we watch is it's every night. Like, LeBron James is on every single night. That's all they show us. And then once in a while, they'll put Embiid on and Doncic on. But in reality, all we watch is LeBron James. He's the entire NBA. No one else even matters.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So anyway, Pharrell on the bench. The Grizzlies are up 31, make it 33-18 on the Lakers. And they're playing at Staples right now with, like, I don't know, 11 minutes or something, 10:45 left and rolling in the first half. And then how about this bet tonight? So far, so good. Taking the Thunder in 12 against the Nuggets. They lead the Nuggets by 9 at the end of the third. I think that's the end of the third. 79-70. And then the Jazz are blowing out the Bucks tonight. I took the Jazz minus 1, 89-68, 3 minutes left in the third. The Blazers, after one, lead the Cavs 34-23. And in the Moda in Rip City, the Magic-Kings game is in Sacktown, 43-40 Kings, 8:50 left in the second. And then I told you the Knicks were winners, 109-91 over the Wizards. Julius Randle had 24 and 18 boards. I just want to look at what D-Rose did. He had 14 again, second straight game with 14. He had 3 rebounds and 6 assists. Guy plays 20 minutes and gives you 14 and 6 dimes. That's just ridiculous. And then Peyton had 12. Everybody chipped in. Obi Toppin even had 8 points, 3 rebounds. Barrett had 8 and 3 rebounds, 4 dimes. Mitchell Robinson, 10 and 14, the double-double. And he broke his hand, the right hand, he's out. And then Randall, 24 and 18, the double-double. So they shot 45% basically from the floor. As for the Wizards, Westbrook had 23, and the Wizards suck. I can make some money betting against them, I'll tell you that much. Hornets over the Timberwolves tonight, 120 to 114. And Cat had 25. How about Malik Beasley, 31 under house arrest? 7 threes for Malik Beasley. Guess he should have that ankle monitor on more often. And then on the other side, Terry Rozier goes off for 41. He had 6 threes. LaMelo, 20 points, 11 boards, 4 dimes, a couple of threes. LaMelo Ball has absolutely been a badass. Zeller had 17 and 8. Hayward had 14, 7 and 5. Bridges had 11 and 10, the double-double. So the Hornets keep winning. They're a game under 500. The T-Wolves are 6 and 20. They're awful. Spurs blow out the Hawks in Atlanta. DeMar DeRozan had 23, and they beat Trae Young and the Hawks. Hawks are 11 and 14, San Antonio 15 and 11. Silently good. They're on their rodeo road trip. The rodeo's in San Antonio, so they hit the road for a long stretch of like 9 games. Mavs 143-130 over the Pelicans in a high-scoring wild affair. Doncic and Williamson hit career highs. Doncic had 46, a career high. Porzingis had 36. And then Zion had a career best 36. Let's look at the numbers. Zion, 36, 2, and 4. He was 14 of 15 from the floor. Jesus. Ingram had 30, 5, and 5. 30 points, 5 boards, 5 dimes. He hit 4 threes. Lonzo hit 4 threes, had 12. Bledsoe hit 4 threes, had 16. Redick hit 3 threes, had 11. But it didn't matter because Doncic, 46, 8, and 12, the double-double. And then Porzingis, 36, 7, and 1. The Zinger getting involved, Mafia. Dallas, 13 and 14. New Orleans, 11 and 14. Clippers, 125-106 over doubles. Claw with 33. Lou Williams and Marcus Morris came up big in the fourth quarter. And the Clippers improved to 19 and 8. Leonard, 33, 6 and 3. Morris, 20 points, 6 boards. Zubats, 12 and 4 boards. Lou Williams, 17, 2 and 5. Reggie Jackson, 11-1-4. And then for Chicago, LaVine, 26. Nobody else mattered. Pistons beat the Celtics tonight in Boston. There's your ticket breaker. Rip it up. The Pistons upset. Boston sleepwalking tonight at the Garden, 108-102. Everybody got burned on that game. You had Wright with 22, Jeremy Grant 15, Blake Griffin 12, 4, and 6. Bay, how about the kid Bay with 30 from Villanova? Sadiq Bay getting involved with a 30 and 12, the double-double. Getting involved, just going off. And then it didn't matter for Boston, but Tatum had 33, 11, the double-double. And that was it. Nobody else did jack. Huge loss for the Celtics. I just wonder, you know, when I think of the Celtics, you know, how tough they were last year. They eventually lost to the Heat, right? But I was looking at them, you know, in terms of who's been playing, who hasn't, you know, Smart's been out, whatever. They're going with Ojalele, Tatum, Tice, Peyton Pritchard. He was great last night, horrible tonight, 2 points. Couldn't play the back-to-backer to save his ass, apparently. Brown at 27. He always shows up. And the rest of them are bums. Tristan Thompson, Williams, Teague, Edwards, a kid out of Purdue, 4 minutes, 0 points. Green at 7. I don't know. I mean, I don't like that team that much without Smart, obviously. He helps them so much defensively. But if you look at the games tonight, the Clippers just keep kicking ass and taking names. The Mavericks have finally found their stroke. They started hitting outside, started hitting threes. If you get Doncic and Porzingis having a night like they had tonight, they're not losing to anybody. Spurs keep winning. Hornets have been unbelievable with LaMelo, playing with more confidence than ever. When Rozier was down, they started LaMelo. Now Rozier's back. They're still playing Melo tons, LaMelo, and he's just performing at a high level. The Knicks, to me, have been a story because they're 12-15. I mean, I don't even know. I really don't know where they were at, like at this time last year, let's say, or the year before or whatever, after, you know, 27 games or whatever. I guarantee you they didn't have 12 wins. They suck. And then to see them come out under Tibbs and play this kind of defense and win games and be decent and kind of be in it, I think is amazing. And I think the difference for them has been defensively what they've been able to do, because they never played defense at all, and now they're playing defense and getting in people's faces. By the way, the Lakers are climbing back into this game. 37-25 Grizzlies. You know what's going to happen here, right? And then Thunder 81-72 with 10 minutes left in Denver. The Jazz are still blowing out the Bucks 93-76. And the Blazers' lead over the Cavs is 12 in the second. And then also in the second, the Magic have taken the lead 49-48 on the Kings of the Golden One in Sacktown. So, Mafia, your team tonight lost again to the Bruins 1-0. And in that game, Richie scored with 9.5 minutes into the second period, and that was the only goal of the game. Didn't they play him just the other night and beat him 1-0? Wasn't that a 1-0 game in the Marchand goal was a breakaway goal that won it 1-0, right? Oh, you're right. It was 3-2. You're right. It was 3-2. So tonight it was. So now they beat him 3-2 on the Marchand goal, and then tonight they win 1-0 over the Rangers. You know, the Rangers have a lot of talent, I think. Yeah. I think they have a lot of really good players. When do you think they're going to put it together, like, ever? Like, when you have that much talent, at some point or another, don't you just have to, like, start clicking?
Yeah, you would hope so. I mean, a lot of the talent's young. That's the thing, is that they're the youngest team in the NHL. I heard them saying on the broadcast tonight. I mean, they have a lot of talent, but it just isn't clicking right now, especially with the goal scoring, like you said. Shout out tonight. Shout out 2 games ago against the Islanders. You know, they have the great goaltending, but sometimes it has a little faltering, like the goal tonight that just Shesterkin let in. He just wasn't hugging the post enough. The guy takes the shot, Richie, and then puts his own rebound in off the side of Shesterkin into the net. So it was just I don't want to say a fluky goal. You got to give the guy credit for following his own shot here, but a bad play by Shesterkin that let it in, and his guys just didn't bail him out enough. You know, he was great the rest of the game, but they just couldn't find the net for some reason against Halak. They put on some good shots here or there, but power play struggling right now. That's a big thing for them, is that the special teams, where you have 7 power plays tonight, you go 0-for, 2 of them they didn't even get shots on. They need to get that working right now. Quinn needs to get that going, maybe shake that up, because the one unit's all the young kids, and then the other one's the veterans. Like, maybe mix it up a little bit more and have, you know, a couple on each, so that you have some experience playing with the young guys. But there's some changes that got to be made somewhere in the lineup before things can, you know, seem to be clicking, because they're just not getting the puck in the net right now.
So the other game, the Blues led 1-0 in Arizona on a power play goal by Falk 2 minutes into the first, and then 8:44 into the second, Larson tied it for Arizona. Those are the only 2 games. After 2 periods, 1-1 Blues Coyotes. How disgusting is it, honestly, that these 2 teams have played that many games in a row already? They have played let me get this straight. I thought they played like 7 games in a row. So they played them 1 here, 2.
They're going
three,
to. They're going to play 6 in a row, I think. Or maybe it might be 7
four,
now. I think they
you're
schedule.
Right, 4, 5. Tonight's the 5th game. And then tomorrow night's the 6th game, and Monday night's the 7th game. 7 games against the same 2 teams. That sucks. I mean, that really is. I think that's just awful. So the Blues won the first game. Coyotes the second. Coyotes the third. They were up 2-1. They won the 4th game. They were up 3-1. This is the 5th game. So the Coyotes have basically been kicking the Blues' ass in this best-of-7 series, right? That's crazy. They're playing that many games against each other just every night. It's just so awful.
And that's the thing about the realignment, the way they're doing it right now for COVID. Like, I know you have to do it, but you're getting teams that get to beat up on the Coyotes, although they're playing well against the Blues. You're getting teams that get to beat up against, you know, some of these Canadian teams. Meanwhile, the Rangers and the Bruins are kicking each other's ass every game. You know, all these teams are just brutalizing each other, feasting on each other. And then you get some of these other divisions where you have 2 or 3 teams at the bottom. You play, you know, like 19 times in a row and get all these wins.
I mean, it never ends. The Penguins play the Islanders, the Rangers, the Bruins, the Devils have been COVID-ridden. But all you do is play in your division. I think it sucks. Or not, college rack tonight. A good one in Lincoln going on right now. Illinois and Nebraska. It's a 3-point game. Illinois is up 56-53 with 7 minutes to go. Nebraska was getting 15 in that game when it opened up. I got them at 15. And the other night I got burned. Remember, I took them at 12, and they lost by 13 to Wisconsin at home, and they were getting 12. Tonight I took them with 15, and now they're down 2 with 6.5 minutes to go. So Nebraska giving Alabama problems, or excuse me, Illinois problems tonight in Lincoln. So Clemson came back to beat Georgia Tech 74-72. They were trailing that whole game at Little John, and they won it by 2. Too bad they were laying 4.5. I hate that team. I really do. From a betting standpoint, I just get roasted on the grill by them every time. And when you bet on them, they never cover. When you bet against them, they win. When you bet on them, they lose. I mean, you can't win. You can't win with Clemson. They should stick to football. Their basketball team sucks. And I mean it. You can quote me on that. You can. They're so up and down. They're like a French hooker. I can't even keep track of it, all their misery they cause. I'm done with that team. I hate them. I really do. Iona winner over Manhattan tonight, 85-67. I had Iona minus six and ranked it as one of my top plays, top 10 plays. So that worked out pretty good. Murray State blew out Southeast Missouri by 20. Marshall leveled Tennessee 107-79 over Middle Tennessee. Marshall, they're playing them again tomorrow. Cincinnati beat Temple by a bucket at the Queen City. VCU was my top play, laying three against St. Bonnie. They pushed. They won by three. I'll tell you about the rest of the college basketball games going on when we come back and set you up for tomorrow's college rack.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.